Fiat. July 30th, 1938. How in heaven there are innumerable assignments. Each blessed will have a God all for himself. How Jesus loved us in all created things. Spontaneity of Jesus in the pains. My poor mind is often invested by the order of love of the divine will. Its marvels are always surprising, one more beautiful than the other. And my lovable Jesus surprising me with his short little visit, with a love that captivated my little soul, told me, my little daughter of my will, the prodigies, the marvels, the enchanting scenes I unfold in one who lives in my will are varied and so beautiful and enchanting that no one can imitate them. You must know that in heaven there are innumerable assignments, but those prepared for the souls who have lived in my will on earth will be more beautiful and distinct than others. They will possess divine harmonies and scenes, all enchanting, joys always new that will arise from the depth of my will in which they lived. They will have in their power joys and happiness always new. As much as they want, so much will they form and hold in their power, because my fiat has the virtue of creating ever new joys. These assignments will be the new enchantment of that celestial dwelling. Now I want to tell you of another surprise, even more beautiful. In heaven, each blessed will have me inside of himself as Creator, King, Father, and Glorifier. But he will also have me outside of himself, really close to him, in such a way as to feel carried in my arms. We will love together. We will make each other happy. I will not be a God for all, but a God for each one. Even more, he will keep me bilocated inside and outside of himself. I will possess each blessed inside and outside of myself, and they will possess me inside and out, as if I were there for each one alone. With a God for all, happiness would not be full. Some would be close, some others would be far. Some to the right, some to the left. Therefore, some would be able to enjoy my caresses, some others wouldn't. Some would feel more loved and delighted by my close presence, some others would not. But by each one possessing me for himself alone, inside and out, we will never lose sight of each other. We will enjoy love closely, not from far away. The more we have loved and known each other on earth, the more will we love each other in heaven. And yet, what I will give to those who have lived in my will on earth will be so great that all the blessed will enjoy doubled happiness. It is true that I have my throne, from which seas of joys gush forth, such as to flood the whole celestial fatherland. But my love is not content if I do not bilocate myself and descend in order to be one-on-one, single-to-single, with my beloved creature, to love each other more and delight together. And besides, how could I live far away from one who lives in my will, if between us there is inseparability of will and of love? How could I possibly be even a step away from her if one is the love with which we love each other and one is the will with which we operate. Even more, you must know that one who lives in our will is inseparable from all, even from the very created things. As she does her act in it, she calls and embraces all, encloses all inside her act, imposes herself on all, so that all may do what she does. Therefore, in one act done in my will, I receive everything, even my own creation, to love me and to glorify me. After this, he added, "My daughter, I act like a king who has many queens, and they love each other with such love that one cannot be without the other. This king forms many sumptuous palaces, puts music and the most delightful scenes in them to make his queens happy, and himself together with them. Then I bilocate myself for each one, so that all can possess me and are made happy by my possession. A king cannot really bilocate himself to make his queens happy, and so he has to content himself with being now with one, now with another. And this already renders their love unhappy, as they feel tyrannized by an interrupted love, which is not enjoyed forever. If I did not possess the virtue of giving myself to each of them as if I were for one alone, my love would render me unhappy, having to leave the creature without me, even just for one instant. But I am the king who always courts his queens, and they court me. And if it were not so, the fullness of joy would be lacking in the celestial dwelling." Then I continued my round in the divine fiat, and I paused on what Jesus did while upon earth. And my sweet Jesus added, "My daughter, it is hard for me to be silent with one who lives in my will and loves me. My love wants to always speak and reveal where it reaches and in how many ways I have loved her. Now, you must know that while I was on earth, there was nothing I did in which I did not look for my beloved creature, kissing her, clasping her to my heart, looking at her with paternal tenderness. So, if I encounter the sun, in its light, I found my beloved creatures, because I had created it for them, and therefore by right they stood out inside its light. One cannot be called the owner of a good if he does not possess it and is not present within it. Therefore, I found my creatures inside the sun. I kissed them. I embraced them. I clasped them to my heart, and I kept them also inside of me. I kissed them outside and inside of me, clasping them so tightly as to identify them with my very life. If I was in the wind, I ran to kiss them. If I drank water, even in the water did I find them. And oh, with how much love I looked at them and kissed them. Even in the air I breathed, I encountered them all. I felt their breath, and in each breath I sealed them with kisses and love. Therefore, in each created thing, in the starry sky, in the sea, in the plants, in the flowers, in everything, I encountered my beloved creatures to redouble my love and make feast for them, to embrace them again and say to them, 'Your unhappiness is over, because I have come from heaven to earth to make you happy. I myself have taken your unhappiness upon myself. You can be sure of that.' A God who loves you will be your fortune, your defense, your powerful help. Moreover, the most beautiful characteristic of my love is spontaneity. So much so, that even in the pains they gave me during the passion, first I formed those pains within myself, loving them, covering them with kisses. And then I let them pass into the minds of the creatures so that they would inflict them upon my humanity. There was not one pain that the creatures gave me which was not wanted by me first. The creatures came in secondary order. Therefore, my pains were soaked with my love, covered with my ardent kisses, and possessed the creative virtue of making souls rise again to loving me. True love shows from spontaneity. A forced love cannot be called true love. It loses freshness, beauty, purity. And oh, how inconstant and unhappy in the sacrifices it renders the creatures. Well, it seems that they love. They are unhappy and embittered, since it is a love forced either by necessity or by people from whom they cannot free themselves. A forced love enslaves the poor creatures. On the other hand, my love was free. It was wanted by me. Nor was I in need of anyone. I loved. I sacrificed myself unto laying down my life because I wanted and I loved. This is why, when I see in the soul a spontaneous love, I am captivated and I say, my love and yours hold hands. So, we can love each other with one single love. After this, he added, my daughter, one who lives in my will is kept inside my divine chamber. She possesses all our goods. Strength and light are in her power. On the other hand, one who does my will forms the way in order to get to enter into it. Now, on the way there are dangers. She must remain exposed to cold and frost. She won't find water ready to drink, good foods to nourish herself with, or a bed in which to rest. One could say that she's a poor wayfarer who never gets to reach his home. What a difference between one who lives in my will and one who does my will. However, it is still necessary to form the way for oneself, that is, to live resigned, to do my will in all circumstances of life, in order to be able to live in my will, in which she will find her divine chamber, the center of her rest, the exile changed into fatherland.